God's glory shines in the darkness, and that radiant light is Jesus. Jesus is the imprint. Jesus is the image of the very nature of God. It is Jesus who upholds all things. Jesus who upholds the whole universe as he serves as God's powerful word. Jesus is superior. Jesus is superior to all who came before and all who would come after. Jesus is superior to the prophets, superior to the angels, superior to the patriarchs, and yes, even superior to the priests. And as a sign of his superiority, God gave Jesus a special name, Son. You are my son. For today, I have begotten you. The Bible tells us that the begotten Son of God grew, that he grew in stature, that he grew in wisdom, that he grew in obedience throughout the days of his earthly life. And as he suffered the many trials of his daily existence, he offered up prayers and supplications to God in broken cries and with human tears. Jesus' endurance grew as he overcame all that he suffered. And as he struggled, he called out to the Father to save him from death. And the reverent prayers of this reverent man were heard. For even though Jesus was God's son, Jesus telos, his consummation, his coronation had yet to be achieved. And the suffering that Jesus endured throughout his earthly life prepared him to fulfill his Father's will. For not only did God bestow upon Jesus the name of Son, he also gave Jesus the title Priest. Every high priest chosen from men is appointed to act on humanity's behalf in relationship to God as they offer gifts and sacrifices for sin. And no one takes this honor upon himself, but only when called by God. And on that day, God called Jesus. You are a priest forever, my son, a priest akin to Melchizedek. You see, Jesus was to become the source of eternal life for all that would obey him. Jesus was to become a high priest. In fact, Jesus was to become the high priest. The high priest who would offer himself as the final sacrifice, completing all that had come before him and what they were unable to do, atoning for the sins once and for all for the sins of this world. And when Jesus' consummation finally came, it didn't come with regal finery, but it came with dirt and stones and palms and donkeys and lashes and cries and torment and spit and nails, and it came with the cross. Jesus' flesh was his priestly robe, and that robe was torn, torn by barbs of metal and hate and fear, until his telos was in sight. until Jesus was lifted high above the very people that he had been chosen to save, until that moment that Jesus on his cross spoke the words of a priestly son, "Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they do." And on that cross, Jesus made his first and last sacrifice to atone for our sin. Jesus made the sacrifice not of the blood of animals, but of his own. And when Jesus had concluded his first and last sacrificial service, he proclaimed, "It is finished." And then our Jesus died. Priestly perfection achieved. And 3 days later, the Father who had begotten the perfect priest raised this perfect priest in his true coronation light. Reverent prayers remembered. And now we wait, my friends. We, as the chosen people of God, we as members of God's kingdom, wait with eager expectation. We wait for the return of our high priest. We wait and we suffer through our trials and we attempt to endure with the power of God. And as we attempt to endure, we heed Jesus' teachings. We struggle against unbelief. We work toward maturity. We flee from sin and we acknowledge our birthright. For in Jesus, we have become the very sons and daughters of God. And as God's sons, as brothers to the priest, we too will experience the power of Jesus' resurrection. Just as we share in his priestly suffering and death, we too will be brought again to life. When our bodies are laid in those tombs, one day we will see Jesus with our very eyes. When our high priest returns and the clouds are open and Jerusalem descends and we live in the flesh. In the flesh before God and with one another. But my friends, we have yet to reach our culmination and our perfection. And we're going to struggle along the way. And we know that because of what Jesus has done, that we can be assured that that relationship between God and humanity has been permanently repaired. We no longer need to fear that a sacrifice has been made that does not cover the sins of the world. We do not need to fear to think that we must sacrifice Christ again and again, for what he has done is permanent and it is perfect and it is eternal. And it is for you. And it is for me. So together we press on and we learn endurance through the things that we suffer as we strive for that prize, as we strive for that goal, which is life forever with God in the flesh. And all of this, my friends, has made possible because the relationship between God and man was mediated and restored by a superior, perfect man named Jesus, who was chosen from men for men by God, our eternal high priest and Lord, the source of our eternal salvation. In Jesus' name, amen.